Very big lesson to give in the Quran, especially Surah Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam. What very big test he underwent. First at the time he saw the stars, a dream. His father informed him that not to say dream to anyone. It teaches us a lesson that when we see a dream, we're not supposed to discuss it with everyone our dreams. Possible to give you a wrong interpretation. So here he said to his son that the father said, "Oh son, do not mention this dream to anyone because it was a very special dream." Second lesson of this month that you know, jealousy is a very bad thing. Do not have jealousy for anyone. What's the meaning of jealous? Not to be happy with Allah's decision. If someone is very good in something, whether in piety, whether in wealth or health, whatever Allah gives you knowledge, do not any time become jealous. Because remember, Allah gave him that quality. If you make dua that Ya Allah, let him become pious and make me also become like that. I always say everyone that's the right thing to do. That when you see someone doing good deeds, and you begin to think, Ya Allah, let him do more and let me also do it. So in that way, you don't get jealous, but you ask him, Allah to raise him and raise you also. Even wealth also, if a person doing well, good wealth, work. Just imagine a small child you put into a well, thrown away in the well. And then sold a very small amount in Egypt. But the big lesson is this much. Allah raised him so high, although because he was Nabi after all. The test he underwent at that time was, one is this much at the time. The first test, the shaitan, he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, I will try my level best to get hold of all the people. But those people not coming to my grip is those people who are very pious. After Yusuf alayhi salam, the Nabi also, pious also. He could not get in the grip of shaitan, could not get in his grip. That's how he said to himself that Allah saved him. In the time when he was, when the woman, he said to Allah that, Ya Allah, he made this dua that, Ya Allah, these women, instead of me getting caught up to them, are rather going to the jail. In other words, just imagine to commit a sin to prevent himself, Ya Allah, I'd rather go to jail than do this. How he was. Likewise, the time the ladies began to taunt the wife of the governor, at that time Yusuf alayhi salam was walking past. They said, he is the one that who I was so much interested in. Although I'm wrong, he was right. When they all looked at him, immediately, this is not man, this is like a farishta. How beautiful he was, how handsome. Half of the handsome of the world Allah gave to Yusuf alayhi salam. There too she said to say that who he was. But yet Allah Ta'ala, and she said this much too, that I was wrong and he was right and he was saved himself. Third is this much that you must remember that all the locks were locked when she was running. The doors were locked. How to go past? To run. One is to run. When you got fear of Allah Ta'ala and the love of Allah Ta'ala, then the sin won't come near you at all. Especially when you are pious and you piety, then you see how Allah Ta'ala assists you. Yeah, immediately what happens? The moment he tried to run, the door is closed. But he is worthy to none. How the door opened is Allah's work. Because he is a Nabi and he is so convinced, so much yaqeen, that the moment he is going toward the doors, his door is opening for him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made it that one of the child, a small baby, began to speak, just like Isa alayhi salam. In his time, there was a desire to speak also. Here also the baby spoke. He said, you must look at this, how he's not guilty. If he's guilty, you must look at it this much, that with his shirt was in the front. Whether the shirt is from the front, then he'll be guilty. But the shirt is from the front torn, back torn, then you must know he's not guilty. Because he's running. So the small baby starts speaking. Allah Ta'ala wanted the baby to speak, and when the baby began to speak, to show that how he was, so pure he was. That's how to Allah Ta'ala showed his purity and how quiet. So we learn from this thing here that as far as possible, do not become a victim of your nafs. Your nafs is a very dangerous thing. At this point of time, the shaitan is always tied up, you see. But your nafs is not tied up. Your nafs will mislead you. And do not any time rely on your nafs, because 1 minute you think you have controlled your nafs, the next moment you lost your control. So man, at every moment, at every occasion, all the time, till he's living, he must learn to control his nafs every second. He must never think at any time that I control my nafs. The moment he thinks he controls his nafs, he must know he lost it. You know, when a man got 50 years, he's got a horse. That horse is so close to him in 50 years, don't know what contact it is. But yet he holds the reins when all the load on the reins. Because why? He does not know which the horse will drop him down. Likewise, the nafs is alike. So don't be under impression. That's why it's Maman Khawf Maqama Rabbihi. One of nafs are in Hawa, Allah says. If you only got this one thing, you that in the time you commit a guna or sin, you must say, I'm going to face Allah Ta'ala. I'm going to face Allah Ta'ala. The moment this thought comes, I'm going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Straight away, wanahan nafs an in hawa, you go against your nafs. You make sure you don't commit that sin. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ يَنْمَعَ عَلَىٰهِ That way is jannah. The only way you can get jannah, remember two things. One is to go against your nafs. Do not follow your nafs to commit any guna. Month of Ramadan, may lot of barakat, may dua, istighfar all the time. Istighfar, kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, all the time. Allah Allah Ta'ala, tawfiq and blessing. Allahumma salli. Allahumma rabbana atina fiddunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sihha wal ifa wal aman wal husna wal kulli wa bi ba'd. Fatir as-samawati. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلم الله المسلم اللهم صل الله ونعوذ بك من السلام صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ورحمة الله